Hey guys, this is Darren again for my wedding cast. This is long in coming, but Blue Me and things have cropped up in life since I said I would do this. And Larry had talked about it on one of his podcasts a while back when he was doing user feedback. But the long-awaited wedding cast is about to begin here. This is going to consist of a little intro with some sound clippets, snippets, I guess you would say, not really clippets, of people saying different things during the reception, guest comments, and comments from my dad as he was giving his speech in front of the wedding guests. And just before we get started here with the wedding, though, I want to say that I am recovering nicely from my bilateral hernia surgery, which I had a couple weeks back, and expect to be back in good shape here within a couple days, and bringing you a whole lot of interesting podcasts as I had some new ideas. I had some time to think up some really cool ideas for podcasts while I've been out of commission, as it were. So we're going to start off with a little bit of a tearjerker. This is guest comments, as I mentioned before, and my dad speaking some additional comments of his own during his speech. Little snippets, little sound snippets of that. And the background to this is Bette Midler, I believe her name is singing the rose. Bette Midler, sorry, Kim corrected me on that. And then we're going to go straight to the wedding, and then the whole thing lasts about maybe 40, 45 minutes, and then I'll come back with a closing comment. All right, so enjoy the show, and feel free to let me know what you think.
The town and country chapel is glorious today. The light of God is coming in through all eight of the stained glass windows. And up in front, we have a beautiful spiral setting of candelabra.
Darren, I love you so much, and you're such a handsome grandson. And Kim, you're just beautiful, honey, and I love you too.
We sure do love you. We sure are proud to see you at this wonderful occasion. We're so glad that y'all found each other.
You were a beautiful bride, just like I always knew you would be.
Love you.
Love you both, and may God bless you.
you're not my friends or my family, so anytime, any place, guys, I'll be there for you guys. I love y'all.
I know that you're going to have a blessed and wonderful marriage and a wonderful life together.
You looked absolutely beautiful, Kim. And Darren, you looked totally hot. We just thought y'all were the best looking couple.
This has been one of the most awesome experiences of my life.
Thank you.
asked me to narrate just at the beginning of the ceremony for those of us who are blessed with vision and for those of us who are blessed with more inner vision than outer vision. They've also asked me to read a description of the ceremony, the prelude. We've just had the seating of the mothers. We will have the processional in just a moment, followed by the invocation, the opening prayer, the song, stand beside him, the exchange of vows, the exchange of rings, a song, show me your glory, the presentation of the couple, and the recessional. Darren had asked especially to have a description of his bride as she's coming up the aisle toward him. He wanted to see her in a dress with all the beauty of her at that moment, so we'll be doing that also. They also asked me to briefly describe the chapel area. Atlanta Town and Country Chapel is glorious today. The light of God is coming in through all 8 of the stained glass windows. There's decorations of white and red flowers around. On the front doors of the chapel, there's double rose wreaths. And up in front, we have a beautiful spiral setting of candelabra. They're shining, just as God's light is shining through the windows. Several floral arrangements and some ferns. When the bridesmaids enter, they will be wearing candy apple red dresses, long and beautiful. The groomsmen will be wearing black tuxedos with candy apple red cummerbunds. Darren will be accompanied by the ring bearer, his seeing eye dog, Kenya, who will have on a tuxedo custom made for the seeing eye dog. And we would like to remind you, because the seeing eye dog is on duty this afternoon, please don't interact with him at any point or pet him as he's coming up or down the aisle, so that would distract him. And now we will have the rest of the procession. And as they pause there for a moment, let me describe her to you. Just as the bridesmaids' dresses are embroidered with roses and full of sparkles, Kimberly's dress is white, just as white as a breath of new-fallen snow, and sparkling with beads as if a million stars had mirrored in exactly that place to shine right now. The dress is dipped front in the bodice and accented by the beautiful single strand of pearls around her neck. She's wearing a tiara, delicate, just as she is. And her veil is white and moving down gracefully from the tiara. The sleeves of her gown fit to the elbow and then bell out, accented with gorgeous embroidery and more beautiful sparkles. Her train, as she moves forward in a moment, is tiered in beautiful waves behind her. But most of all, Darren, as she's standing there, her future with you is reflected in the joy and the smile on her face. Just as all those beautiful days you spent together already is shining out from her, it's a reflection of the joy on your face also. And as she approaches you and joins with you today, we know that there's going to be so much more sparkle and God's light and gorgeous moments from here on in your life.
Thank you. stepped away. And as they both pursued a higher light, they found each other on the way. And he asked her for her heart as she took his. And the love they shared would never be broken, 'cause they were held together like the cross. They took away their sins as a token of God's love. Stand beside your children so that you can stand beside each other. Each other. The Lord bridged the gap of their distance for their love and brought them together for eternity.
Joined together in the Spirit. They made their decision So from now until the end of this age, I charge you to do everything in your power to see that this union remains solid, strong, happy, and prosperous. Darren, do you take Kimberly as your wife, as your own flesh, to love her even as Christ loves the church, to protect her and care for her the rest of your lives?
I do.
Kimberly, do you take Darren as your husband to love, care, and honor him for the rest of your lives?
I do.
You have the rings, please. A ring is a very precious thing. It's a token of your faith and your love. It's made out of precious metal, and it's a never-ending circle that just simply indicates the love of God that continues and never ends for us. It's a love that never fails, never presents itself haughty or puffed up. The love of God and the faith of God is what causes His power to move in our lives. I want you to wear these rings as a continual reminder of your faith, a continual reminder of the confession of faith you have made to each other and to God. Here, take this ring. Place it on her finger. And say to her, with this ring,
I thee wed.
It is a token of my love for you.
It is a token of my love for you.
And a token of my faith. That I release now.
That I release now.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Place that ring on his finger. And as you say to him, with this ring, I give it to you as a token of my faith and my love. I believe with all my heart that this is forever. It is my love and my faith. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Spirit of God, I now pronounce you husband and wife. You may kiss.
Wedding cast, and just a little closing comment here. The only thing that was actually imperfect, I guess it's not imperfect, but being our wedding, I guess it was, we noticed it and it was a little imperfect, but it's no big deal, was when the in the middle of Show Me Your Glory, I was told later on by the DJ that he accidentally bumped the pause button there and it paused the song, and I had been bawling my head off up until that point, and then when the music started back, I just started laughing. I was like, we all stopped, and everything just stopped, and we froze for like the 2 seconds. It was not playing, and we just sort of didn't know what to do. But when it started back, it was things moved along nicely. Kenya was the ring bearer. He did have a tuxedo. We still have that tux. I will treasure that forever. It was very nice. He was very, he knew that he was important. He knew that he was the center of attention. He thought, of course, he thought it was all about him. he knew something special was going on with Kimberly and I, but he thought it was all about him. And so he had his tail high and his head high, just prancing around all over the place. So, anyway, that is the Wedding Cast. If you have any comments, feel free to contact me via the Blind Cool Tech list. Or you can also contact me at my email address directly, which is all lowercase dduff at blvsgeorgia.org. That's dduff at blvsgeorgia.org. And I want to say one last thing here before we close this out. That recording, sorry for the pops and clicks, that recording was made from my brand new laptop. It's a Dell 510 Latitude laptop with a, was actually using a, that audio was taken from a DVD that was made of our wedding. And Kenyon, you done eating, buddy? And so I actually recorded that with a Power DVD, which is the DVD software that came with my preloaded onto my laptop, and it was not very accessible. I can't skip back with it. I can't go forward or pause it or rewind it or anything. So small parts of the beginning and end were, of the wedding were cut off, but for the most part, I don't think people will know. Anyway, hope you enjoy this Wedding Cast, and let me know your comments and questions and thoughts. Till next time, I'll see you guys later.